Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to your own program, Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in the studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Sheikh Miqdad, who is a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and salam to all the listeners, inshallah, out there.
Brother, when we talk about Islamic upbringing, there are so many issues we can talk about, but as the world is changing today at a pace that we cannot even imagine, and in this changing world, so many things are changing, and one of those is the age of puberty in boys. You know, the age of puberty in boys is no more 15. We are seeing boys getting, you know, mature at a pretty earlier age. How do we deal with this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it's a very important question, and obviously a lot can be said about this discussion on bulugh and the age of puberty, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
I'll just highlight a few points for this show see what we can, how we can really tackle this issue, and also kind of practical points for parents to be able to deal with it. So first and foremost, when we talk about bulugh from an Islamic perspective, we're talking about the age from which a person is accountable for his deeds or her deeds.
Okay.
So this is where you can say it's known as your book of deeds is now open, whatever you're responsible for, Allah will, the result of it is seen in your actions, the result of it is seen in the Day of Judgment, and punishment and reward comes in place, basically.
Okay.
This, for girls, happen at the age of 9, I emphasize that it's on based on a lunar calendar, so it's not 9 based on a normal calendar that we use usually. Okay. But it's on the lunar calendar, which is around 8 years and a few months, according to the normal calendar. That's for girls. For boys, it happens at the age of 15, technically. Yeah. But there are more than just age factors related. So, inshallah, you can refer to the books of Ahkam for what brings about bulugh, or what the period when bulugh comes in for boys.
Okay.
The point that you mentioned, which is very valid, we have seen this over the past few decades, is that the age of bulugh used to be 15, around 14 to 15, up until a few centuries ago.
Yeah.
But recently we've seen children from the age of 12, 13 becoming baligh, basically. So they've shown those signs, and from that age, they're now baligh. So everything that's wajib for them to do, it's now wajib to do. They have to refrain from that which is haram.
All right.
Now, this is the Islamic perspective on bulugh. But you have to understand that what happens is that we're also going through a physical maturity as well, as well as an emotional maturity as well. Right. And you can also add an intellectual maturity as well.
All right. So now we need to talk about what happens when all these changes come in physically, intellectually, and emotionally. We'll talk on that. But for now, you said that bulugh is something when a person is held accountable for his deeds. I'll continue this discussion with you after a break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are talking about the age of puberty in boys. Brother Miqdad, you said that age of puberty is the age when a person is held accountable for his deeds. As per lunar calendar, it's 9 for girls and 15 for boys. But in the changing world, we are seeing that this 15 has come out to be, it's somewhere around 12, our boys are now mature. So you were about to talk, how do we deal with this?
Yeah. So the problem, where really the problem lies, is that this physical maturity happens earlier nowadays, right? So they become physically mature, showing all the signs of maturity physically earlier than many, many decades ago.
Yeah.
But the emotional maturity as well as the intellectual maturity of these teenagers hasn't matured yet. And so because of this discrepancy and this kind of lack of
coordination between the
emotional state and the physical state, what happens is that you find these teenagers are now become baligh but cannot deal with it from an intellectual and an emotional perspective. Yeah. I mean, just to give you a very, very kind of random example, you would say perhaps, but back in the days, you hear stories about girls from the age of 13 becoming mothers, right? Yeah. So girls, physically, they become mature at the age of 9, and they would become mothers from the age of 13. Now, I'm not saying this is a good thing or a bad thing. The point over here is that they will be emotionally mature enough at the age of 13 to be able to have children.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't find in history issues whereby you would count these 13-year-olds as children, basically.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's completely unthinkable of a girl at the age of 13 becoming mother.
Yeah.
Right. Again, I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying that what's happening is that the emotional growth of teenagers today's world is much slow.
Yeah.
The intellectual growth of teenagers is much slow. So, for example, take the example of hijab. I keep giving examples of girls. I'll come to boys in a second. Today, a lot of parents ask questions about, my girl, she's 19, but she just cannot wear the hijab. Why? Because she doesn't understand what that means.
Okay.
So what has happened, basically, is that this person has reached physical maturity and Islamic maturity, but the emotional and the intellectual maturity hasn't come.
Yeah.
And so this is a big challenge we're facing today. And so what the question you're asking is a very valid question, is that why is it the fact that our children are going through physical maturity very quickly?
Yeah.
In the case of boys, earlier than normal.
And they're lacking behind.
Exactly,
in the
emotional and intellectual stage. And this is why you find these kind of issues where children, boys that are 14, they're 13, 14, they still have no understanding of what namaz is, how to have self-control.
Okay.
All these things are lacking. Why? Because they don't have this emotional and intellectual maturity.
We'll continue the discussion with you, Brother Miqdad, after a very short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. This is a program, Islamic Upbringing. We are talking about the age of puberty in boys. Brother Miqdad, you said that when a boy gets mature at a very early age physically, and he's not getting mature intellectually or emotionally, there's this lack of coordination between his physical state, intellectual state, and emotional state. How do parents deal with this?
Okay, so that's the practical aspect, the most important thing we need to talk about. Before I talk about how to deal with it, let's talk about the cause and what led to boys becoming bulugh earlier than expected.
Yes, true.
And based on that, we can then talk about how we can
deal with this. All exactly. Right. So because even doctors say that in order to cure a disease, we first need to know the cause of the disease.
Yeah.
So if you can help us in understanding the causes, we'll be thankful.
So one of the things, perhaps one of the main things that has happened is the exposure to explicit sexual material mm-hmm. From a very young age.
Okay.
Right. So the exposure that boys have to explicit sexual content and
yeah.
material, whether it's in physical sense or even through the media,
okay.
Through the imagination, etc. This is a primary cause of bulugh and physical maturity happening earlier.
Yeah.
So if you look at the stats, it's actually very astonishing,
mm-hmm.
right? The stats out there. And to be honest, it's very profound and very explicit and very wide range in the West. But you would say it's also very prevalent in Africa, in other parts of
the world,
India, Pakistan as well. Same thing. It's very much out there in the whole world. You find 30%, some of the stats, for example, say that 30% of children have seen extremely explicit material by the age of 11.
Okay.
Right? The level of exposure to pornography, for example, or explicit scenes from earlier 7, 8, 9, right?
Yeah.
This is a cause of boys reaching maturity much earlier.
Yeah.
Another factor that's been mentioned quite often is the home surrounding as well. So, okay, fine, we can work on the outside exposure that we have. But unfortunately, you find that many times a lot of things that happens at home is also very much effective.
Okay.
So, for instance, one of the causes that has been studied and suggested by researchers is the dress code at home. So mothers not wearing decent clothing at home.
Very decent or proper clothing.
Exactly. It's a factor that's directly influencing bulugh in boys.
Okay.
So this is a very important, and when we talk about practical points as well, we'll talk about this. For example, the dress code at home is extremely important, both for mothers as well as for sisters as well.
Okay.
This is very important. The relationship between a father and a wife, so the mother and the father, for example, at home, what kind of behavior they have between them.
In
front of the children is very important as well.
Yeah.
Other things that affect, one of them is diet. Junk food and the kind of food that we commonly eat, basically, has been suggested to have influence in this as well.
Okay.
The lack of exercise is another one as well. So obviously you find teenagers in a sedentary world that we live in right now, sedentary behavior.
Yeah.
Is so prevalent.
Inactive.
Being inactive, lack of exercise, all of this kind of plays a part in maturity becoming earlier.
Yeah.
So these are what happens basically in terms of physical maturity coming earlier. In terms of emotional and intellectual maturity coming later now, because that, you can even say that's been delayed kind of thing, is because of many reasons, right?
Well, we would want to discuss for you all those reasons in our next session.
Sure. No.
And we discussed physical causes today, why there's a physical maturity in boys earlier. And you said there are so many reasons. There's explicit material that is exposed to children as early as the age of 7, especially boys. Decent and proper clothing needs to be taken care of by mothers and sisters. And the relationship of father and mother, the junk foods and lack of exercise and sedentary life. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us.
Jazakallah.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to the IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to this program again, you can just go back to our website, that's www.parstoday.com, and search us under the tab of Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.